Chapter 2. A Mysterious Football Game. The next day, Jordan rode his bicycle home very quickly after football practice. He was excited. He was planning his afternoon and thinking about the TV program he wanted to watch. Jordan entered the house and went directly to the living room. He put his school bag and jacket on the sofa. Then he sat down and took the remote control for the new television. It was almost 5:30, and Jordan's favourite afternoon programme was going to start. He pressed the button for Channel 4 on the remote control. He saw a grey screen with white spots on it, and almost no image. A loud noise was coming from the TV, so he couldn't understand the words. Then Jordan remembered there was a problem with the remote control, so he went to the TV to change the channel. The picture became clear and the noise disappeared. Jordan returned to the sofa and waited for his program to begin. Then the screen went blank. Jordan was starting to get very irritated. He changed the channel manually, but this time the picture didn't return. Frustrated, he took the remote control and pressed the Channel 4 button several times. He wanted to watch his favourite music show. Jordan was surprised, because each time he pressed the button, the picture became a little clearer, and the loud noise gradually became weaker. He pressed the button a few more times. Soon he could see and hear the program on the screen, but it wasn't very clear. Jordan was surprised, because the program was a football game. "That's strange," he thought. "Channel 4 has only got music shows. Why is there a football game on this channel?" Jordan liked football, so he started to watch. The picture wasn't clear, but he could still recognise some of the players. They were from Templeton, his favourite team. "Wait a minute," thought Jordan. "Isn't the other team Stonegate? But aren't they playing tomorrow? I'm going to watch the game at John's house." Jordan was very confused. Why were they showing it now? Jordan wanted to phone John, but when he went to the phone, it wasn't in its usual place. The score was 1-1. And Templeton had the ball. Then one of the less famous players scored a goal. Wow! At that moment, Jordan heard the front door open and close. Mr. Connolly was home, and he entered the living room. The picture on the TV immediately disappeared, and Jordan saw a grey screen with white spots.
"Hi, Jordan," said Mr. Connolly. "How was your day?"
Jordan was very disappointed about the grey television screen. He didn't want to talk to his father. He wanted to see the end of the game.
"It was okay," Jordan answered, a little impatient. "Didn't you have a science test today?" asked Mr. Connolly.
"Yes," answered Jordan.
"How was it?" Mr. Connolly wanted to know.
"It was okay," Jordan replied, irritated.
"Are you sure?" asked Mr. Connolly.
"You don't sound very happy."
"I'm just tired, that's all," said Jordan, trying to sound friendlier.
Mr. Connolly looked at the TV.
"Oh, are you trying to watch Channel 4? He asked. "I told you, you have to change to Channel 4 manually.
He went to the television set and pressed a button.
Immediately, a very clear picture appeared on Channel 4. It was Jordan's favourite music show. There was no football game.
That's better, said Mr. Connolly. Soon I'll need your help in the kitchen.
Then he left the room. Jordan quickly took the remote control and pushed the button for Channel 4 several times. His favourite programme disappeared, and the football game reappeared. The game was finished now, and a reporter was interviewing one of the players. The score appeared at the bottom of the screen. Jordan watched the end of the interview and then turned off the TV. It was time to help his father prepare dinner.